T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX. We're talking phobias now because Amy and I each have what we believe to be phobias.
Different phobias. Now that we're talking to a professional.
Now we're talking to a professional.
I just have an irrational fear. You have a phobia.
Maybe. Who has an expertise in phobias and has a therapy that he is implementing and has had some success. And so we're going to talk to Dr. Justin Jacques, a mental health counselor with the Human Theory Group. And Dr. Jacques is with us now on KMOX. Good to talk to you. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing really great this morning. Really excited to talk today.
Okay. Well, we are happy to have you. And I'll just throw this out at you. Right away. Before we get to the therapy that you've been implementing, I went to give blood. I had to do blood work today, and I have a fear of needles, and I kind of have an anxiety when it comes to going to the doctor in general. Is that a phobia, or is that just anxiousness?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I'm curious, like, did you ever have a negative experience with needles itself or at the doctor's office when you were younger?
Not really.
Okay. So it's something where you have just over time. Oh, and here's the other thing. Do your parents, did they talk about needles, or did you have anyone in your family that had a negative experience?
Not that I can think of.
Okay.
Actually, my dad may not have liked it, but I feel like I just knew I didn't like it. You know what I mean? I feel like it was inherent.
And isn't it fair to say that it is just kind of an off-putting idea?
Yeah. I don't like watching the blood come out.
Right? Like, who wants to go get stuck with a needle? I totally understand that.
Hey,
right?
There are some weirdos out there with some kinks, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's right. Like, you maybe see some bad, you know, movie or something about it. And so I think a lot of times phobias can come because you're witnessing things that you've never experienced as well.
What about, too, I mean, just a survival instinct? You would think while your brain is saying, for instance, oh, yeah, I'm going to get, you know, blood drawn or get a vaccine or whatever it is, your brain knows it's a helpful thing. But your instinct, your survival instinct is probably thinking getting stabbed with something is bad. Isn't some of it just the survival instinct?
That's right. Like our brains are wired to seek pleasure, to reproduce, and to keep us safe, right? We have a negativity bias in our brain, right? So it looks for threats in our environment. So maybe the needle is the lion, right? And so our brain is really good at picking out that negative event and really fixating on us because it wants to keep us safe.
Okay. So I want to get to the therapy that you are implementing, but I also have another very specific fear. And I believe I've self-diagnosed, and I want you to tell me if I have diagnosed incorrectly, okay? So I have this very specific fear of being in a smaller boat, okay?
Yes.
And the boat is in the water up next to a very large ship.
A big boat.
Yeah. So I have a fear of being in a small boat next to a big boat. And I think it's megalophobia. Am I correct, or what is that?
Yeah, I think there's all these names for these different types of conditions, and maybe it is. It's kind of hard to say. I don't know you that well, but I think it's probably the same idea around, you know, your brain sees that as a threat. You know, maybe you've seen a movie or you've had an experience around that, and it really makes a strong association in your amygdala of like, hey, this is an event that could be harmful for me. I don't want to put myself in that scenario. I think it maybe is that simple.
I was in the Chesapeake Bay back in the 90s, and we were up against a big boat. I'm like, I do not like this. That's how I found out.
Is that for real?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, that's exactly where I was.
So, okay. Now,
okay, so you had an experience. Like, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah. What about, you know, you've probably seen this with TikTok, that everybody is using therapy speak now. We're diagnosing, self-diagnosing ourselves. What is the difference between a phobia and just having an aversion to something?
Yeah, and I think it's an order of magnitude, right? You know, common phobias are either a single episode or repeated episodes of some sort of an event, or it can be the nurture part, like a parent talking about an event being really bad. But this is something that really goes to a very high level, and you have almost like a panic type of presentation. And here's the thing. It really is like your amygdala freaking out, having a fight, flight, or freeze response, right? That is significant, almost like a panic attack scenario. So being anxious about something is probably a order of magnitude smaller than that.
So when we talk about phobias, is it a... Are most of them learned, or are they inherent? Maybe there is just something with your brain chemistry or the makeup of it that causes you to have a phobia, or is it always experience-based?
That's a really great question. So I think what I would say is that some people have a higher genetic propensity for anxiety, and they tend to get phobias more often. But it's nurture and nature. And then if you live in a highly anxious family system, right, who talks about things that they have aversions to at a high level, I think that's that kind of potentiating both that make it even worse, if that makes sense. So it can be biological. It could be about an experience that happened to you. And then it's all about the narrative that your family system or your community does about talk about that type of event.
So one, this is kind of a two-part question. Is it possible to overcome these phobias? And in overcoming the phobias, does it matter if it's experiential or a biological origin?
That is a really great question. So people that have more of an organic issue, I'm really helping them turn down their central nervous system, right? Like we're doing things like yoga, body-based practices, deep breath work, right? Like we're automatically turning down the central nervous system. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to help them with exposures. I do what's called prolonged exposure therapy. We start with just the brain and we do imaginal exposures, right? Like for instance, with the needle kind of, discussion, I would have them imagine going to the doctor and getting a needle, right? And then have them, you know, rate how high that makes them anxiety-wise. I might have them stay in that memory for a little bit longer. But then we're going to get to really an experiential thing, in vivo exposures. We're going to have you go and do something. Like maybe we take a toothpick and pretend like it's being a needle being stuck into you. And then we're going to measure your anxiety. And the whole time, we are working on these coping skills, breath work, body work, you know, all the things that kind of calm down the central nervous system.
So how long does it, I'm assuming that there are varying results. In some people, it takes a little bit longer in the severity of the phobia. But typically, how long does it take to if you're doing the work you're supposed to overcome something like that?
Yeah, so for me, it just depends on the person, how motivated they are. But maybe like 10 to 20 sessions over 6 months, I can usually get some movement with somebody, right? Again, we might even bring medication on board to help with the anxiety, right? Bring that down. And then we start doing these exposures, right? And then we have an exposure hierarchy. So we start low, work to high, and then we just do the imaginal sometimes in sessions, so we're imagining it. And then we do in vivo in person in these experiments. And so, yeah, you can get really intricate with these, and it can be extremely effective.
You know, some famous fears or phobias or aversions would be like to clowns or to the word moist, which people don't like.
That's not a phobia,
is it?
People
don't like it. They get gross, weirded out by it. But well, it's even with clowns, like something like that. Do you find that phobias can also be the product of a social contagion? Because it's like suddenly on TikTok, everybody's afraid of this. So you almost self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, I think that's an understudied area, social contagion theory. If you ever get a chance, read the book Crazy Like Us. It's a great book about social contagion theory. And I do think it is a thing. And we've seen this documented where people will catch, you know, maybe whatever the TikTok thing is, and then all of a sudden it's a somatic thing, right? So our brains are super powerful, right? We can feel things. We can have gut issues. We can have all kinds of things that are brain-based. So I think there's some legitimacy to that, but I'd probably treat it similarly, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
We are talking to Dr. Justin Jock, who is a mental health counselor with the Human Theory Group, and you were talking about ERP, the treatment that you implement for people with phobias, and I imagine that you have some interesting phobias that maybe, obviously I'm not going to give names or anything, but I see that you have a patient who is afraid of doing a poopy. So how does that work?
Yeah, that's right. So I think what happens sometimes is even with things like OCD, a phobia can come out of that, right? And so for one of the folks that I work with, we're really working on exposure hierarchy regarding using the restroom, doing a biological function that everybody has to do, right? And so that the urgency is way higher for this case, right? Because of just the biological piece of it. And so this is one of the most unique cases I've ever had. But again, what I'm doing is similar in terms of calming the central nervous system and then doing imaginal and in vivo exposures using my exposure hierarchy. And we're having a lot of success. But this has been one of the most complex ones I've ever done.
So, I mean, you're not going into the bathroom with them, right? I mean, just...
No.
Okay. that's an interesting one. I feel like there's pretty much everything has a phobia. I've never heard of this, somebody who has a phobia of using the restroom.
Yeah, and for them, it's very performative, right? And that seems really unique, but the pressure of having to use the restroom before a meeting or not to have a certain sequence of events happening is what really triggers the anxiety, if that makes sense, or the phobia, and then the person's not able to use the restroom. And so it is super interesting because it's a lot of, like, brain-based stuff. It's a lot of somatic stuff. But it's still the exposure hierarchy really works effectively because it's really practical and we have steps to execute. So I'm curious from my perspective how this plays out, right? Like, we've been working together for probably about 6 or 7 months. It's gotten much better, but there's also the problem, and I think we haven't talked about this yet, is that you can have re-traumatizations, right, in some ways, right? Like, think about your needles. Like, you go and you get blood drawn, and you have the nurse does a bad stick and then has to stick it 4 times. That could start to work all over again, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and is this phobia that you're talking about, is this, and I'm kind of making a joke, but not really, is this the same as having stage fright, like when you're at a stadium and you have to use the restroom with a bunch of other people and they're right next to you? And a lot of guys talk about stage fright, and we talk about it jokingly, but is that a real thing?
Yeah, 100%. And again, I've trained in sports psychology, so I use a lot. I borrow a lot from that realm. But yeah, men are the same way. Like, when they're in the restroom at, like, the troughs, right? Like, there's something about being performative that often will bring in that fight, flight, or freeze response, right? It'll trigger us to feel anxious, and then we can't perform.
You know, have you? And I don't know how long you've been in this specific practice and with the Human Theory Group, but I was wondering, have you seen a change in trends, whether it be phobias or eating disorders or other type of anxiety issues? Have you seen a change in trends with the ubiquitous onset of social media?
Yes. So I've been in practice for 23 years. So I've been doing this a very long time. I think you're right. So we've got AI, we've got social media, right? we have these experiments going on that we have unintended consequences, right? We don't know exactly what's happening. But what I have seen is way more of these anxiety-related conditions, right? Whether it's OCD, whether it's, you know, these phobias. People are staying, like, a great example of this is, like, video games, right? Like, a lot of kiddos today spend a lot of time inside with the video game and not having human interaction. You almost have to do exposure therapy to help them reconnect with the world. When we think about coming out of COVID-19, that was a lot of the work, was helping people use those muscles to connect with others again, right? I think that is what we're seeing. And, you know, think about this too. Our world is moving faster and faster with AI. We can be more productive. And that also, I think, creates a lot of anxieties and phobias, if that makes sense.
Yes, and you mentioned movies earlier, and a texter wants to know if a movie can cause a phobia or if the exposure just brings up an existing phobia that you didn't know you had.
Yeah, I'll give you an example. I had a patient way back that I absolutely love working with that had necrophobia, like fear of dead bodies. And so they would have to be very careful about which movies they watch because that could trigger them. But again, we would also utilize those types of movies as part of our treatment, if that makes sense. So I think it could be either. It could be something, again, a single event that happened to you in your life. Number two, it could be your parents' narrative around that a single event or that type of event or even the experience they had, right? If they talked about a time that something happened to them, that can be really powerful in shaping the way that a kiddo experiences. And then number three, their own amygdala, their own biology. If that's turned on high, they have like a central nervous system that is, you know, organically trends towards anxiety, those are going to be the recipe for some of these phobia type conditions.
Well, your patient would have not liked it about 2 hours ago when we talked to a funeral director. They would have had a really difficult time listening to that conversation. Dr. Justin Jacques, we appreciate your time. The information is awesome. It was really great to get that from you. So thank you for visiting with us today.
Awesome. Y'all have a great rest of your day.
Dr. Jacques is a mental health counselor with the Human Theory Group, and again, telling us about exposure response therapy to phobias, which is successful for a lot of people. I guess I need to get into a pretend to be in a little boat next to a cargo ship, and I'm going to be A-OK.
Sucked under the boat. Is that like your fear? That your boat gets sucked under?
Okay, so like if I had a scuba gear on and I was in the water underneath, like near, I would probably have a grabber. I'd be done.
Because you'd get sucked under and then like into the propeller or something.
Forget it.
My gosh.
Forget it.
Yeah.
I can't even finish the show. You go to break.
Okay. This is the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So, something interesting that a lot of people may not be aware of, though it is fairly well-known fact, I think, is that in a lot of states around the country, the highest paid state employee is oftentimes a football coach.
Okay, we'll say this. It makes sense, and you're right, if you stop and think about it, public university. But you don't
like
often...
Like Nick Saban, for example, in Alabama when he was there.
Very rarely say, oh, Nick Saban, highest paid state employee. It's weird.
So Brian Kelly was the head football coach of LSU. Massive football program. You know, one of the real blue bloods like Alabama and, you know, Notre Dame even is still considered that, even though they're a private university. But at LSU, it is Louisiana State University. So it is a state university. And Brian Kelly had a massive contract and
a payout.
And so, therefore, because he was fired within the last week, he was owed all of that money still. It's
$54 million.
That is exactly right. $54 million over the course of the contract. Well, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry had a pretty fiery press conference about this. I'm just going to give you a couple of minutes of him talking about what's going to happen next with LSU.
The first question is absolutely correct. We are not going down a failed path. And I wanted to tell you something. This is a pattern. The guy that's here now that wrote that contract cost Texas A&M $70-something million. Right now, we got a $53 million liability. We are not doing that again. And you know what? I believe that we're going to find a great coach. I mean, maybe we'll let President Trump pick it. He loves winners. You know, I'm not going to be picking the next coach. But I can promise you, we're going to pick a coach, and we're going to make sure that that coach is successful. And we're going to make sure that he's compensated properly. And we're going to put metrics on it. Because I'm tired of rewarding failure in this country and then leaving the taxpayers on the foot, you know, to foot the bill. So, yeah, I can tell you right now, Scott Woodward is not selecting the next coach. Hell, I'll let Donald Trump select it before I let him do it. I don't know. But the Board of Supervisors is going to come up with a committee and they're going to go find us a coach. Because, I want to hold on. One real quick thing on that. Because here's what y'all reporters need to do. Y'all need to start looking at who represents all these people, like these agents. You know what's interesting? If I'm not mistaken, Woodard's agent, Kelly's agent, the Texas A&M, they're all the same agent. Like, you realize if I would be, I don't know how y'all, how many sports writers we got here today? Like, just you. We should have a bunch. Like, this is ridiculous. Lawyers would be disbarred for the way these agents act and the way they're able to represent. There's no doubt, they may even represent some of the players now. Like, it's really time for the NCAA to put on some guardrails in college sports. Because and it's fine. We don't need the guardrails. If big billionaires want to spend all that kind of money, no problem. But if I got to go find $53 million from Kemp, it's not going to be a pleasant conversation. I'm just telling you. I know. And I think that that's important as well. Y'all should start looking into that.
Okay, what's funny about this,
to address.
The accent, the Creole thing, whatever he's got going on is unbelievable.
I feel like, Amy, how have you not heard the governor speak before? I don't know, but I hadn't. Wow, I don't think I've heard that accent like in that long of a speech before.
Number two, he does bring up a good point about the college coaches, and a lot of them are represented by the same guy. So, like, there's, you know, some self-interest for the agents that go into this, and maybe definitely bad hires happen all the time in sports, not just in college football, but around sports. But the other part of this is, I know, again, that these state schools have, they are state employees. You don't think about University of Illinois or the University of Missouri and, you know, their head coach, Eli Drinkwitz, being a state employee, but he is a state employee. You just don't think about that kind of thing. I have never, that I can recall, heard a sitting governor basically say the athletic director is not going to get to pick, like meddling in who call, who hires the next head coach of a football team.
Is that?
And he said the AD is not going to get to make the next pick.
Which is so...
I don't think that I've ever heard that before.
Is it legally under his purview?
He's the governor of the state, so it has to be. They're going to put together a committee, he said.
It's wild.
And find it. But he's like, no, he is not going to get to pick the next head coach. That's why. It's super wild. I've never heard that before.
Well, right. Like you said, if like Eli Drinkwitz got fired and then Governor Kehoe said, I'm picking the coach. It's
right?
Wild.
It never
would have crossed my mind, probably because I don't think enough about the colleges being state employees, but I also would have figured that that's just not the mechanism. It makes sense, I guess, but is there a because the thing is, it's not so much is it illegal as is it legal in the sense that is there a mechanism? Because sometimes you cannot engage in extra constitutional activity. Like if it's just not delineated or if, those aren't expressed powers, does it default to the governor having that power or is there no mechanism for it?
So,
I don't know.
And it might be a little different with the University of Missouri with the way Dennis Gates, the basketball coach, and Eli Drinkwitz are actually paid. But in a lot of these states, they are just considered state employees. So it would make sense that the governor can say, nope, we are going to help you make the call.
The governor's
going to
turn LSU into his fantasy team. He's just picking players, picking the coach.
Also, that governor sounds like every character in The Waterboy. Like every single one of them.
Matt, have you seen it?
You've not seen it, have you, Amy?
No, I have not seen it.
With Adam Sandler?
I've seen it.
I've seen A Few Good Men. Not related.
Hey, there's a benefit concert coming up this weekend at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center at UMSL. It is called Motown in Your Town, and Ferguson-based soul singer and music director at the World Chess Hall of Fame, Brian Owens, is next on KMOX.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mm-hmm.
It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know.
I don't even want to do the show right now.
I love
now.
Sam Cooke.
This is so
this is
good.
A great song, and it's very well done.
But it's not
we
Sam
should
Cooke.
Be able, I know, we should talk to the person who's singing it's right now.
I think we can.
How?
Well, we have Brian Owens in studio
what?
Right now, and that was the version that you probably heard because it went viral. You were on the Today Show, him singing A Change Is Gonna Come with your dad.
Yeah.
Brian?
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Amy.
Yeah. And I have to say how this happened, how we got Brian Owens in studio along with Darius. And Darius, I don't even know your last name.
Williams.
Williams. Okay, hey. Darius Williams. There you go.
I'm also an Owens.
I mean, technically, yeah. Technically.
I was at KMOV for the Matrix Midwest show with Chris Gerber, Wednesday, 6 p.m. But I was at KMOV, and these fine gentlemen were in the green room, and we hit it off. And I was, because I was fangirling, technically, over Brian Owens. I was like, are you Brian?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Fangirling?
Over Brian Owens.
Over Brian Owens as well.
Because I saw him and I was like, I think that's Brian Owens. And then I said, are you Brian? But you were so cool about it that then suddenly I thought, well, maybe it's not Brian. And I'm like, what? But I'm like, no, it's Brian.
What did you think? Brian Owens was a jerk?
Ron's just spot. He goes,
well, here's the thing. You got to keep up appearances, right? And a lot of artists have a little air of something
to them,
right?
He was like, ladies, stand back.
Yeah, you got
to
have a little arrogance to you.
Don't rush at me all at once.
I have 8 kids and have been married 21 years.
Okay, so you don't,
I don't get any of that luxury.
That's gone.
That's all really gone, man.
You get to be arrogant?
Yeah. See how long that'll last. Yeah.
Kids keep you humble and young.
Oh, absolutely. Because
they don't care. Amanda Owens that keeps you humble.
Yeah.
This is like not related to anything, but like years ago, Al McGinnis, Hall of Fame, NHL defenseman, blues player, and everyone would be in awe of meeting Al McGinnis, except for his daughter, who was like, didn't want to get out of the pool and wouldn't listen to him. Oh. And my mom's like, kids are the great equalizer. Uh-huh. They're the great equalizer. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you don't even know. Like, kids don't even know how important you are.
That's right.
Which is kind of a cool thing.
It's like dogs. Dogs and kids have no idea how important you are.
Which means it helps you right-size how important you really are and where your importance lies.
That's, right.
That's a whole other, that's a different show.
We got super deep in the green room at KMOV. Yeah, we started talking about life. But Brian and Darius, you're here at KMOX Studios. We appreciate it because, Brian, you have a very special concert at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center on Saturday, so tell us all about it.
You want me to break it all down?
Break it all
down.
Okay,
so the name of the concert is Motown in Your Town. It is going to feature an amazing Motown band out of New York called That Motown Band. And I am their Marvin Gaye.
Oh,
so,
nice.
So I travel with them a lot and do their Marvin Gaye. And so the guy that is kind of like the head of the band and started the band has been a supporter of our creative ecosystem since about 2019. His name is Lon Dolber. And when we were thinking about different ways that we could have an additional impact on the community, it was like, well, why don't we bring the band in and do a show? And he was like, well, you think it could go well? And I was like, it's Motown. How could it go bad? And so this year, Live Creative STL, which is our creative ecosystem that I have, has also now partnered with a longtime partner, Refuge and Restoration, up north, and in particular with the North County Innovation Center, which is now run by Darius.
Hi. Yes.
Who
what up?
Came out of the Life Creative STL ecosystem.
Yeah.
So it's awesome. So it's like this full circle thing, and I love playing at the Two Hill. It's kind of like the stage I grew up on because I went to UMSL. Mm-hmm. I've done some of my favorite shows there, and so being able to come back there, do this great music, perform it in the community, and have it go toward, the proceeds go towards the partnership that we are building together between Refuge and Restoration and Life Creative STL is really special and really cool.
I love it. And Darius, tell us more about that and the work you're doing because it's so full circle. One of my dearest friends said, Amy, you have to meet Pastors Ken and Beverly Amazing. Jenkins. She's like, you're not going to believe the work they're doing yep. with Refuge yeah. and Restoration. You have to talk to them. So this was now maybe a couple years ago that yeah. we had them in when they were first beginning in Delwood.
Yeah.
And So tell us what, you know, maybe set the stage for Refuge and Restoration and then what you're doing specifically with them.
First off, whenever y'all want to do a mobile show.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes.
Come hang out with us at the Innovation Center.
I love being on the road.
I'm serious.
Let's do it.
I'm serious. So Pastor Beverly, just an incredible visionary in St. Louis. She had this incredible vision for this marketplace. So this R&R marketplace now really has five entities. Mm-hmm. It's a school. It's a innovation center. It's a workforce development spot. And then there's these sustainability partners around health and banking and finance. And all of it comes together at this, what we're calling phase two, this community center. That's just at the center of everything that we do. But ultimately, it's about community impact, mm-hmm. transformation, and generational legacy just being built. And so I get to do that through a co-working space called NCIC. So it's fun. It's good work.
That's awesome. And it's like you mentioned community, and you've said that word, just the resource
yes.
for all the people. Really, it's like a hub for North County,
yes.
right? And you mentioned finance and banking, meaning people can go there if they want information for businesses or for personal finance
right.
or whatever.
Right. It's about access, right? Mm-hmm. It's in a community, man, that has been deprived of access in so many ways. It's just about putting that power back into the hands of the community and the partners that we get to serve. And so it's fun work because we get to see lives transformed. That's what it's about.
And so this show on Saturday that's coming up, it's at 7:30 at the 2L Performing Arts Center at UMSL. Is this, like, when did you decide you wanted to do this show? How long did it take for you to put it together? And is it, like, minutes because you have a relationship and you can just walk right in and say, hey, I'm performing. I'm performing on
you may not
November
know me.
1st.
You may know me. I'm Brian Owens.
I will be there and you will have the stage ready for me.
I don't even know how to respond to that. That's a lot.
It's kind of true.
No. So
is that what happened? Darius is like, that's what happened.
No, so probably early spring, we start having conversations about, you know, what's something that we can do to further, deepen our partnership. Because I've known Ken and Beverly, Pastor Ken and Beverly. Like, I was one of the first people in their video.
Wow.
Talking about what the work that they were doing. So it's really cool to see that we've come to a place where now I'm going, hey, not only do all of my creatives now, we work out of that space, mm-hmm. but how can we continue to align partnership mm-hmm. to bring scale to what we all do? And I think to me, that's the beauty of what this is, you know, me being able to say, hey, I can get a stage in a band and we can bring people together for the cause. And if nothing else, so they know what's going on. They know what's available. They know what's coming. They can see what God is doing. Like, that's the whole kind of point and purpose of it. And then we have these other partners that are involved, like Beyond Housing, mm-hmm. who's like a title sponsor, who is a huge supporter of me. And Chris, you know, Chris mm-hmm. Kramer is my guy. We've been doing stuff for years. And so it's like, I think there's a synergy right now around North County where we're trying to break out of silos. And allowing your partners to be who they are and supporting them in being who they are so that you can scale together mm-hmm. as opposed to trying to cannibalize what they do. Because I think that happens a lot where it's like, I want to partner with you, but only if I can get what I want out of it, as opposed to saying, man, how can we like walk and grow together? Because inevitably it's about the people. It's not even about the organizations. Mm-hmm. So because we have partners that are involved and engaged that have that same picture from Beyond Housing to the Osaic Foundation to Maryville University, all the M1 Bank, mm-hmm. you know, all the partners that Refuge and Restoration has. I mean, it's a beautiful picture, I think, of what's possible when people lay down their agendas and their egos, focus on the people, and don't chase results.
That's good.
And that's kind of where we are with everything. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, when I started having an ecosystem, it wasn't because I saw this coming. It's because God started sending people in my life who needed to be disciples who'd happen to be creatives. And then that turned into from my basement to, oh, now we're in boardrooms. The boardroom turned into the block where now we have six properties. And so, like, it's just kind of following that path. And what we're doing, Refuge and Restoration, is just the next iteration of that.
I get the sense that there are a lot of people in St. Louis, first of all, who don't get highlighted enough. They don't get enough mm-hmm. attention for mm-hmm. wanting to do right by the city mm-hmm. and do well for people, but maybe it's just a matter of, you know, I think most people have really good intentions and yeah. they want St. Louis to improve, you know, all over the city, mm-hmm. then maybe they just don't get the attention they deserve.
Yeah, and I think, too, is just we have to partner more.
Yeah.
Can I say something that may be controversial?
That's all we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
The first thing, we have a lot of not-for-profits mm-hmm. in St. Louis, many of whom do, like, pretty much the same kind of work,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think the question that we don't necessarily always ask before we go out and start something else is who's already doing that and how can I support it with what I want to do? Because if we do, that's kind of how my relationship Refuge and Restoration is. Mm-hmm. It's like we had a building when we had a not-for-profit
yep.
at one time
yep.
and we
God
had
gave
a building.
Us the same vision, honestly.
Yeah, guys, this gave us the same vision that they had.
Yep.
Well, guess what we've discovered? We are not supposed to be brick and mortar people. We're the people who can come into brick and mortar that exists, partnered with it, plus up yep. the vision,
build
bring
the
in culture, build out the programming
systems.
And the pathways. And so we sold our building. We got rid of our nonprofit. We still do the work with a fiscal agent, which now Refuge and Restoration serves as a fiscal agent for us. Beyond Housing serves as a fiscal agent for us. And it just gave us this picture of like, it's just this picture of like, we want to serve, but we don't have to like, cannibalize the same people asking them for money and do it like
yeah,
how about we come and partner with you and what you're doing, you partner with us and then we can go collectively.
Yeah, in the pot, instead of everyone's hand being stuck in the pot, mm-hmm. it's really taking a spoon and giving everyone just kind of giving the bowl, like passing out the bowls, man, like a kitchen, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
I agree.
You gotta know what you want to do and what you're supposed to do. And I think if people are really honest with themselves about that, then I think we could have greater impact in the work because, you know, you go into places saying, how can I plus up what you do? I this isn't about me.
Or how like, can I serve you?
How, yeah. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. How can I come in and come alongside you, yeah. walk with you in what you're doing? So, yeah.
I think a lot of people probably just don't know where to start.
That's true.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yes,
you see that and you see, like you said, you really have to be community first in the sense of it's so laudable to want to help, but you can't just walk in and say, here's how I want to help. It's walking in and saying, how do you need me to help? And you don't want to keep throwing everything into yeah. the same bucket or the same piece. You want to spread. And in order to spread, you have to have different services, different talents, different skills, and just spread out and grow it versus just piling on top of each other.
Yeah, I likened it to like, you know, we try to align ourselves with, you know, we try to align ourselves with solar systems, not just just planets, right? Because it's like, an ecosystem, by definition, it has everything in it that it needs to thrive, survive. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, if we're all pulling from the same sun, I don't know how helpful we are to one another.
Yeah.
But if we can all be different galaxies mm-hmm. that come together to make up a universe, oh, well, now the scale of the impact to me now becomes more exponential because we don't need each other necessarily, but we want to be in partnership with one another.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. And it's in the best interest of the community for us to be together.
Yeah. I think some of it is also, there's a humility that's so important to this ecosystem that we're building. Because what we find is that there are a lot of people doing the work,
yeah.
but they want their name on the legacy instead of it being shared. I'm that guy. I'm that gal. And I think the humility of partnering with people like Brian at R&R and the different partners we have is that we truly are just about the work. It's about the impact. And everyone drops their egos so that we can get to the best solution.
So a great way for listeners to help is to get tickets to the concert. That'd be step one.
Come on.
And it's Motown.
I tell them anything? Okay, so here's the thing. If you're listening right now, if you're watching online, if you're listening right now, you can get $10 off of your ticket. You go to brianoandsoul.com, scroll down, click on the event. You'll see it, Motown in Your Town. It'll take you to the Two Hill ticket purchasing page. If you put in the code, Grapevine.
Heard it through the grapevine.
Oh, thanks,
Amy. No, not
Amy.
Heard it through the grapevine. No, just Grapevine.
Just Grapevine.
Oh, no, I was just
now you're going to have people putting in, I heard it through the grapevine.
$10 off.
Just $10
grapevine.
Off.
Grapevine is grapevine, a promo code.
Grapevine, $10 off any ticket in the house.
BrianOwensSoul.com.
Yes, sir.
Show is Saturday.
7:30.
Yeah.
Motown and Your Town. Darius Williams, so Brian Owens. It's good to have you guys in,
yeah.
man.
Man, y'all rock.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Thank you for coming in. Enjoy Saturday.
Hey, the guy that's on the show with the lady in the morning here. I notice he keeps repeating it himself over and over all the time. It's driving me crazy.
Well, what useful criticism. I will take that to heart, sir.
Do we?
Are you sure
okay, can
about?
I just say, do we know it's us and not like Tom and Debbie? Maybe
it could
it's
be Tom and
Debbie.
It was left during our show at like 10:30.
Maybe he didn't get a chance to text. He probably heard it at 6:17 a.m. and thought,
who's the lay guy with the lady?
Maybe he's
whoever
confused.
The guy is with the lady, tell him to stop repeating himself.
You know, they repeat the same news stories at the top of the hour because it's
that's
big
what
news.
It is. Well, thank you so much.
I've already heard the traffic.
I will take every bit of criticism to heart, especially that very vague criticism. Thank you so much.
You know, when you think about it, Roger Brand is really a one-topic guy.
All he ever does is talk about the traffic.
Move on, Roger.
Okay, Joe Lundberg, we get it with the weather. Don't you think that's enough? Also, you can text the show whenever you want, 314-436-7900. And a gentleman was kind enough to send us a YouTube video of a man in a canoe being run over by a cargo ship.
Oh, no.
In some sort of film called The Rise and Fall of the Great Lakes. So thank you so much for that, because now I have a phobia and I will not be able to continue the afternoon. Come back tomorrow for the Friday edition of the Chris and Amy Show. We get started at 9 o'clock with Hancock and Kelly. If you missed anything, Odyssey app, iHeart app, or wherever you get your podcast. Back tomorrow at 9. Gas House Gang, Bernie Miklas and me, Chris Ranji, talking sports next on KMOX.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.